This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we have Ted Bell on using the cell phone without the headset, just sitting there with a cell phone in traffic, and somebody flipped him an obscene gesture, you know, so he wants to talk about that. Chris Norton on about telemarketing on our program today on the Phil Hendry Show, the show that the Jerky Boys only wish they had the talent to do. Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Hendry. It's 1-800-449-8686, the way to get through to our program. I didn't see the, and I don't want to bore anybody with a Britney Spears thing, because most people, especially people who listen to this show, don't care, but it's important to point, so I just want to point something out. She was on that interview last night with Diane Sawyer. Diane Sawyer, by the way, is, I get it about why she's pounding Katie Couric into dust. I don't know if you know this or not, or whether it matters to you or not, but that ABC, with that Good Morning America show, is beating NBC like a rented freaking bloodied mule, like a bloodied step, you know, that tow-headed stepchild. And the reason is very simple. It's one of the reasons why I'm not all that much of a Katie Couric fan. Diane Sawyer's a journalist. Katie Couric's a soccer mom. Now, I understand she's worked her ass off to get to where she is today, and, you know, that's fantastic. But the proof's in the pudding, baby, okay? You can talk about how you're great, but unless you're showing it there with the audience, you ain't. So there it is, Diane Sawyer. So last night, and so she's kicking ass there, and so last night she's interviewing this kid, this Britney Spears. May I make a suggestion to whoever is in charge of that kid's career? And I think it's the old lady. Is it the mother? Some stage mother, right? Some Louisiana coon-ass stage mom. Ain't that what Britney Spears has got? She's saddled with some hick mother who wanted to be that and couldn't be. Can I make a suggestion to you, Mrs. Spears or Mrs. Coon-ass or whatever your name is? Would you stop trying to make this kid Madonna? Quit trying to push her down everybody's throat as if she's the new Madonna. Maybe she ain't. Now, yes, I understand she's got a great body, as you've been showing us on magazine covers. And then Britney is forced into giving, and let me, instead of saying Britney, because I don't know this person from Animal, say Ms. Spears is forced into giving these quotes. The quote is like this: I think the human body is beautiful. I don't know what the uproar is. Like, I ain't heard that one before. And then they got her photographed smoking a cigarette. Then they got her photographed drinking some hooch. That's fine. That's great, you know. She's desperately trying to shed the old little kitty girl, 14-year-old boy masturbation fantasy poster child thing, and she wants to move into adult world. She doesn't know how to do it, or maybe she does, but she's getting all kinds of crap can advice from you and people that handle her career. You want to destroy this kid's career before it gets out of the gate? You want to ruin her forever? Do you want to make her music an afterthought and a joke? Do you want to make her a walking joke? Keep going down the career path you're going right now. Just keep trying to make her, just keep going to the Madonna blueprint and going, well, she did this, let's do that. She did this, let's do that. And if Madonna, if you're giving her the advice, somebody ought to take you out and spank you real good, like with the aerial of from a car radio. What do you think, Chris? Pelton's volunteering. So, you know, it's pretty bad, man. It ain't no good. And then on the cover here, this I got today's Entertainment Weekly. Britney Spears, on the rocky road with pop's sexiest bad girl. How much did they pay you, Entertainment Weekly, to put that headline up? Man, they must have just, I'm telling you, they must have been, it must have been a late night with a whole lot of whoever Mrs. Coon has hired on their knees. Are you kidding me, man? You ever heard of Pink? You want to talk about a sexy bad girl? There she is, okay? And she don't give a crap for nothing. She's a tough little tomboy. She's got a great-looking body. She can sing pretty good. And whatever you need, she's got it, man. She'll hold your drugs for you. She'll walk you to your van after you've passed out drunk. She's every man's fantasy, in other words. She's always got cigarettes. She'll make a run for beer. Somehow in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., she'll get out and find you some coke. Sorry. Christina Aguilera's a bad girl. Britney Spears has got a great little voice, and you're going to destroy that kid's career before it gets out of the blocks you keep with this stupid image change you're doing for her. I mean, yeah, she's good looking. Fine, good, great, okay. Look, you want to really you want to make her, get her away from that bad girl, or get her away from that little girl thing. I mean, here's all you got to do. Have her photographed having sex backdoor style with a tramp, with a hobo, with a homeless man in the middle of a vacant lot in Philadelphia. There. Boom. It's gone. Huh?
In winter.
In wintertime. And it's a real guy. It's like a pro-am. And, okay, there, there's the images out the window. Now she's left with what? What is she left with? She's left with the music that she makes, whatever that is. And I don't know it, and I don't care. But, you know, this is embarrassing, man. And I'll tell you another reason why I say what I'm saying. And I started off to say this. The Diane Sawyer interview with her last night didn't tank, but it wasn't, people weren't tuning into that thing. They didn't want to, you want to know why? This kid's got no personality. In other words, she's got no real identifiably interesting personality that people want to hear about or know about. Madonna, the thing would go through the roof. I bet you even Pink, man, it would smash through the roof. And all those other freaks that they interview. Michael Jackson and the rest of that freak show, right? This kid, she's boring. She's boring. She's got nothing to say. She hadn't lived. She hadn't done anything. How the hell are you going to sit there and interview some kid who's 25 years old who hasn't... I'd rather hear you interviewed, Sawyer. You'd be more interesting. You might as well have the microphone turned around and have her interview you. Not only that, she starts bawling when you tell her that, you know, maybe her ass is a little big. She started crying. You know that. You're just making her look terrible. You know, Diane Sawyer, everybody loves looking at her, man. She's kicking Katie Couric's ass around the block for drills. She gets on the air with Britney Spears, and Spears tanks her. That's how deathly dull Britney freaking Spears is to listen to her talk. So just get her out of here, okay? Clean her, you know, Grandma Coonass, whoever's running her thing, get her out there, have her sing some tunes, put her in the tasteful, clothing, maybe a... Oh, I don't know. Have her do a dyke thing. I'd buzz the hair off. I'd get her into some jeans, no makeup, with a big shirt that says, you know, something, I don't know, like, you know, the Parker Boiler women's softball. And that kind of a deal. Have her hang out with Rosie. Gain some weight. You want to do something for Britney that's going to get people talking? Have her eat like a pig until her ass widens out to about the size of Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'd much prefer watching, listening to, and being interested in Britney Spears than Catherine Zeta-Jones. How come Catherine Zeta-Jones is the only one who can widen the rear end out to about 19 axe handles because she's pregnant and everybody still thinks she's beautiful? Good God! Meanwhile, a legitimately beautiful woman like Celia Ward, I get the email from that guy saying she can't dance. Whatever, I told you, get Zeta-Jones out on a dance floor dancing, men will die. Human beings will die if that ass hits them at about 45 miles an hour. If she's doing that Texas two-step and you're trying to make your way to the can and you get hit head-on by Catherine Zeta-Jones' ass, you're going to look like Marilyn Monroe did after that truck, never mind. She went under that truck and all they found was like the wig. Coming up on our program today, Joe Dickhead is going to have his NFL picks. Boy, did he tank some picks last week. What a rotten week for football last week was. But this weekend ought to be fun. Tampa Bay against Green Bay? Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's going to be cool. The Raiders are at home against, who is that club that they're at home against? Oh, the Vikings. Watch, the Raiders will probably win that game. There's also a sex video lawsuit. Our soldiers are dying in Iraq for a good reason, for a very noble reason, but no one cares. And other things that we got to set people straight. Scott Peterson's mother is she's a disgusting old crone, but have you heard the latest out of her fat trap? Wait till you hear this stuff. All coming up here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget Ted Bell. And Chris Norton as well, our special guest today. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's It's time now for the Scott Peterson Report, brought to you by Tide Detergent. All right, we have got information on Scott Peterson. I don't know whether you heard it or not, but apparently Scott Peterson's mother has weighed in on information about Scott's infidelity, and I know you just, if you don't know who Mrs. Scott Peterson is or whatever her name is, what's the name of that woman? I don't know. She's a real piece of art. She's a woman who believes immediately there was bad blood between the families. And I don't know about you, but I might feel unkindly toward a family whose son married my daughter, and then the next thing I know, he's suspected of having murdered her and dumped her body into a San Francisco Bay like it was a sack of garbage. I might have some problems. Now, the old lady in this family, this Peterson family, she's been weighing in, man. And she knows where it's at, see? This Jackie Peterson. And basically what she's talking about is that Scott, where is this freaking story, man? Is this the 4 o'clock hour? Oh, the Scott Peterson update. Thank you. Okay. Here, first of all, Scott Peterson has admitted to family members and friends he cheated on his wife, Lacey Peterson, at least 4 times with different women. One relative who does not believe Peterson is guilty of murder described him as a sex addict. Oh, okay. He has a sexual problem and he has a need to sleep with other women. Oh, I got you. Scott Peterson's family has contended that his wife was aware of the affairs and that although she would get angry, she'd eventually put them behind her. I've never seen one family produce so many bald-faced liars in my life. One, not only is Scott Peterson a murdering piece of garbage, but the entire family is psychopathic when it comes to the truth. Anything, you guys will say anything, how to make your son, husband, brother, whatever the hell he is to you, look good. Is that right? Scott Peterson's a murdering piece of crap, and all of this, all the lies that you guys tell can't change it, including you, Jackie, the mother. You talk about somebody, boy, she gets on television with that tube coming out of her nose. She looks like something out of a freaking Dune novel. Oh, my God. And the fact that you produced a son like that, you ought to be arrested and put in jail just for that. You and the old man. Scott Peterson's family has contended that his wife was aware of the affairs. Really? How do we know? Unfortunately, Lacey's dead. Last time we checked, she washed up on the shore over there in San Francisco Bay. So I guess we have to take your word for it, huh? Well, sorry. Your credibility ain't exactly what I would call 24-karat gold with me, baby. Peterson's mother has told relatives and friends that she knew her daughter-in-law was aware of at least one affair and that she once saw the couple arguing over it. You're a lying sack, Jackie. Come on, baby. Just because you lost all your good looks, huh, and smoking all them freaking Pall Malls, you got a tube coming out of your face, doesn't mean you can't be a good person maybe one day out of the week. How about just on Sunday? Fox News has also learned that Scott Peterson's parents have sold old cars and refinanced their house to help pay the $1 million cost of their son's defense. Didn't I tell you this about 6-8 months ago? I said, you're so loaded, why don't you start weighing in on this kid's defense? You think he's innocent? And you know they're gonna. I mean, these two parents sound like the classic parents whose son never grew up. You see, let me kind of just tell you about a kind of person. He's a guy, he's in his 30s, and his mother and father still treat him as if he's the little boy. Maybe he was an only child. Maybe he was the youngest. And they're still going to his house and calling repairmen to fix things for him and bailing him out financially. And you want to, and these guys, they all want, and they wind up being angry because they can't be men. They're pissed off. They don't know why they're pissed. I'm going to tell you guys, if you're angry and your mom and dad are just the greatest people in the world and you can't see why you should be angry at them, you should be angry at them. Okay, why are you angry? Because you can't be a man. They won't let you be a man. You're now in your 30s and you're still a kid. You can't make any decision. You don't want to piss anybody off. These guys turn into psycho killers, these guys. These guys that are never allowed to grow up. And they're really, it's an interesting kind of a camouflage because we look at the relationship they have with their parents. We think, well, he's very close to his parents. It must be a very good family. Just because you're close to your parents doesn't mean you're in a good family. It may mean that you're, you know, look at Norman Bates was close to his mother, too. He was dressing in her clothes and walking around talking like her. How close do you want to be? This guy, Scott Peterson, classic example of a guy that can't. If you got to go to your mommy and daddy to get money for an attorney and you're in your 30s, How many of you guys, how many of you guys out there are in your 30s and you're hitting your mommy and daddy up for financial loans? Okay, I know you, Pelton, but I'm talking about, you know, real people. Are you serious? You are? You had to for the lawyer. Well, all right. I'm talking about on a quasi-regular basis. You take your parents, man, they're retired. And how many of you dumbass parents are out there giving the bread to these guys? That's an even better question. You too, Mark? I'm joking. So this guy, Scott Peterson, you know, he couldn't afford to throw it out of a pot, man, even if he owned a pot. So he's got to call up his mother there, get Helga the bitch queen on the phone, and ask her for a couple of G's. You know, because Mark Garagos, he may be just a real sweetheart, and he volunteered for this, you know, take over the case. But it's a million dollar tab, Peterson, and you're going down for the count. How do you feel? Talk about stealing money. Hey, Garagos, I'd love to be in your line of work, man, honest to God. And I'm not one of these guys that hates lawyers. I don't even hate you, man, but you knew going in you couldn't win this thing. Or maybe you thought you could. Because like I said, this is your shot, right? Johnny Cochran had his shot. He pulled it off. Some of these guys, you know, they got the big shot. They pull it off, right? This Mackie chick, Kobe Bryant's going to walk away as clean as a baby's you-know-what. He's going to be back out sinking the threes and showing off his new gold chains before you can shake a freaking stick. And Pamela Mackie will be back at her favorite lesbian bar in Denver. Oh, I'm sorry. Before you can say Melissa Etheridge. And then, what do we got over here? We got this Garagos. You think you're going to be them, Garagos? You forget it, man. You're in the yellow pages come sundown, man. You're going to have a big ad that says, drunk driving, no problem. Mark Garagos. Call me now. Please. And it'll be great because you can take all the calls on your cell phone while you're sleeping in the back seat of your car. You ain't going to win nothing. And I hope you, Mr. and Mrs. Peterson, down there in San Diego, after you auctioned off all your old cars and mortgaged your home, I hope you feel good. That guy ain't going to win your son's freedom. That's $1 million down the toilet. Why, because you saw the guy on Fox News with his dopey-looking mustache and his flattened, smashed-in kisser? That guy looks like he plays hockey. Doesn't he look like that to you? That Garagos guy? Doesn't he look like he took a couple of sticks off his face one too many times? They're paying for his defense. They're lying about this poor girl who's dead and can't defend herself. And then here's the latest. Some neighbor says, oh, I saw a woman walking with two men and a barking dog. And the men said, shut the F up. Tell that dog to shut the F up. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's where we are now. So that, Garagos, everybody knew that's where you were at the beginning, but now it's very plain. You're coming up with anything and everything. You're coming up with bull crap after bull. You're coming up with stories about the next thing you know, the tooth fairy is involved somehow, right? She was dropping a freaking tooth off or picking up 25 cents or whatever the hell the tooth fairy does and just happened to take Lacey out to the San Francisco Bay and kill her. Maybe Santa Claus did it. Maybe the Easter Bunny did it. Maybe you're looking into a theory about leprechauns. Maybe it was that half-man, half-goat down from Miami, right? You know that one, the chupacabra? Maybe he did that. You want to look into all of them. If I were you, I'd call up George Nuri, Garagos. I bet you George has got a couple of theories that are really out of this world. Well, one thing you ain't going to do, man, is you ain't going to get this guy. This guy's going to burn. They're going to drop him down a hole and burn him. And you're going to be in the yellow pages. Have a nice life. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Time now for a walk down memory lane, brought to you by the great people at Nabisco, makers of great hot and cold cereals for your entire family. All right, this is a walk down memory lane requested in a letter from John and Kathy Brown. They say, Phil, we're truck drivers in Northern California, and we love Lloyd. I don't know if you take requests, but if you do, we'd like to hear Lloyd traveling in a motorhome telling truck drivers how to drive. Well, we do recall that bit, John and Kathy. They say, keep up the good work. John Brown, well, this is John and Kathy Brown, but it's actually from John Brown and Greg Colosio, a couple of truckers in Northern California. Here it is from November 21st, 2001, 2 years ago. A walk down memory lane, it's Lloyd in his RV.
Well, I just wanted to make the comment. My husband and I have been RVing for 20 years.
What's that?
Including 10 years full-time on the road, not just 6 months out of the year, but 12 months out of the year.
Okay.
And you want to have your license taken away from you. You got no business being on the road. Your vehicle is big enough to cause a whole lot of damage. You've already caused a lot of damage. You ought to show some consideration for other people.
Well, now, here's
I sure hope. Wait a minute. I've been listening to you for a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, hold your horses.
I sure hope that I am never on the same part of the stretch of the highway that you are.
Well, Leona, if you got the attitude that you have, you better hope we don't meet up, because nobody tosses me a bone and then takes off down the interstate thinking I won't do anything less than
use that kind of language. I don't use that kind of language, so I dignify it. I would not do such a thing.
What language did I use?
When he says tosses a bone, he means somebody flipped him off.
I know what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
You'll be kissing
and
the back of my
no
hand.
There's no reason for that kind of stuff on the air, or the other language that you told him to shut up about.
That's true. That is true.
But, I'm a Korean war veteran. I fought for this country in Korea.
So did my husband.
And I don't need
So did my husband.
Well,
so did my father.
Well, that doesn't give him a right to be a bone tosser.
I didn't say he was. He don't.
He don't
he's
toss
more, He's got more manners than that, but that does not give you the unobstructed use of the road. You have to use courtesy. And I would really love to see somebody get a hold of your address or whatever and take your driver's license away, but you're a big enough idiot to probably get out and drive anyway.
Well, Leona, let me tell you something. We drive around. We're part of the Happy Wanderers, and we travel all over the country. Some bone tosser lost a door because he thought he was going to tangle with me.
Okay. But that, you know, you're like a big old tomcat. You got to go out there and prove that you're a big shot, which really just makes you a little, you know, that...
Wait a second. So, in other words,
make you a big shot.
Are you a senior citizen?
Yes, I am.
Well, my wife and I are too. So that means you, Leona, think that all the senior citizens got to sit here and have people toss them bones all day long.
No, I did not say that.
Look at you. You know,
I'm just saying that by the sounds of it, you deserve it.
Hey, look at. Let me say this, Lloyd. You got your wife sleeping in the back, and now you're taking off after a guy, and you take his door off. What if that guy had a gun?
That doesn't scare me.
Oh, it doesn't? Your wife is with you? Don't you owe a little protection to her?
Look, let me tell you something. 1951, the Chinese come over the Yalu River on us. And ever since that day, I couldn't give a sweet Jesus about any bone tosser in a bone white Buick.
Hey, keep Jesus out of it, too.
Who?
He didn't do a thing.
You toss a bone. Let me tell you what. You toss a bone my way, you come back with a stump.
Look, you may be a Korean War vet, but that was a long time ago. You're a senior citizen.
Okay, so what are you saying now?
Nothing. I'm just saying that you're a man of it.
Let me tell you something. I could come to the radio station right now, and I could make you my bitch.
If you use that language one more time.
What'd I do?
You use the B-I-T-C word.
See, this just proves this man has no business on the road. It sounds like he may have been a good man at one time when he was fighting in the Korean War. My husband was in the service. My dad was in the service. You know, there's a lot of people that don't belong on the road anymore. It sounds like a serious case of dementia.
What?
Goodbye.
Hey, look, that guy lost his door. I was aiming for his ass.
It's a walk down memory lane on the Phil Hendry Show with Lloyd from November 21st, 2001. That was a classic. The bone tosser bit was a classic because we pulled a lot of... I think it's been on CDs. People have asked to... That was also the bit, I believe, where the guy after he threw the bone at Lloyd, Lloyd instinctively grabbed for his wife's cat that was sleeping in her lap and threw the cat out the window at the guy, and it attached itself to the guy's face. So then the guy pulls over, and I don't know how it happened, but apparently the guy pulled over, gave the cat back to Lloyd, and they shook hands. What the hell? Beautiful material there on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Now, there's a slice of radio I challenge anybody to beat. I challenge you to go ahead and pull it out and beat it. 1-800-449-8686. A couple of things with the news. I want to tell you that Ted Bell will be on our program at 5. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to be talking about cell phone use. You know, using a cell phone in an automobile can be dangerous. Mr. Bell believes that he has the right to drive around using a cell phone with only one hand on the wheel. We'll find out why. Chris Norton also. Dr. Jim Sadler will be with us for a brief time. And we also have Joe Dickhead coming up with his National Football League picks for this weekend. This is a weird story. A former waiter was ordered to perform 80 hours of community service for vandalizing the home of customers who complained about his service. You probably heard about this by now. But you haven't heard, really, the truth. This guy by the name of Jonathan Voltner, apparently he was waiting on a family. The family asked for vegetables with their meal, and he told them they could only get a baked potato or French fries. They insisted on a salad, so he rudely delivered one, according to the family. They complained to the restaurant manager. A day later, this kid, Voltner, and two minors went to the Keller home where police say they crushed eggs on the house, poured maple syrup over hedges, and unrolled toilet paper onto a pine tree. In court on Wednesday, Voltner, who was fired from his job, he apologized to the family, but the family has since moved. They fear further retaliation. When I drive, I'm nervous about who's behind me. When we go out to eat, we can't help but think about it. It makes you think twice about everything. When you're Christmas shopping and you can't find something, do you ask for help or should you just let it go? Well, I bet you didn't just ask for help, though, lady. I bet you were rude. Okay, let's be honest here. When it says you only get potatoes and a French fry, you only get potatoes and a French fry, you fat hog. Why are you insisting on a salad? The kid got pissed off. Okay, he shouldn't have done what he did. You're right. But what are you bugging him for, man? The cat's he's making a minimum wage at Sizzler? Look, if you want a big-time meal, why don't you do this? Have your husband break open the jar of pennies that he buried in the backyard and maybe get his arms a little longer so they can reach the bottom of his freaking pockets and take you guys out to Monty's or Ruth's Chris or someplace where they actually serve a meal where the waiter has the cloth thing over his arm and he's got a little bit, you know, apron and everything is, may I light the cigarette for you, sir, okay? You don't go to Sizzler getting special service. You go in there to get a steak, whatever the hell that is, and that's fine. How much is a steak at Sizzler? $5 or so? $9.95? About $8, you get a steak and you get a potato, and you're lucky if somebody will bring it to your table. That's the kind of service they deliver there. I bet you got a big fat butt, so does your husband, so do all four of your fat kids. You go in there, bugging some guy who's about to get off work. Yeah, well, look at the thing says just a potato.
Well, we'd like to have a salad. If there's anything wrong with having a salad, do you?
Ma'am, I'm just trying to tell you that it's supposed to be...
No, we insist on a salad.
Okay, and then it was rudely delivered to your table? Look, the guy already went above and beyond and gave you your freaking salad. Then you got to go complain about his service? Listen, fatso. The kid's got community service. Now he's going to be out of commission. He's a dumb kid. You're right. He's a dumb, stupid kid, but kids are stupid. What, are you kidding me? You should have known better. You're going to go into Sizzler. You ain't going to be getting the royal treatment like you're going into the stuffed shirt. Good God. Don't you understand that in restaurants these days, good service is at a freaking premium anyway? Honest to God, it really is. Really is. I told you my experience. I'm not even going to repeat the name of the restaurant. We went into a very well-known L.A. area steakhouse on Saturday night, and it was the most underwhelming service. I won't mention the name, because I already did. The most underwhelming serve. The food was great, I'll give you that. But the service was blasé. The restaurant itself was the most... a bizarre place. The atmosphere was just suffocating. They have, like, these huge rooms that they lead you through. Finally, you know, we'd made our reservations 2 days before, and we got a table back near the emergency exit. I don't care. I mean, you know, first of all, cover up the emergency exit. And put some bloody decorating in there. Make it look like a place that people want to sit down and eat. Just because you got a big-time name doesn't mean anybody's got to go in there and take your crap for your quasi-good steak. But on the other end of the stick, if you're going into Sizzler, you're going into Sizzler. You ain't going into Ruth's Chris. When it says you're getting a baked potato or a French fry, you're going to get a baked potato and a French fry, and you're going to smile when they bring it to you. Big fat grin, and if you don't want a tip, you don't like the food, you don't like the service, you don't like your life, don't go there. Eat your freaking cheese bread and shut up, fatso. Then you complain, yeah, that server over there was really rude. We wanted to have an extra salad, even though I realize it says, but I'm on a diet. Oh, you're on a diet. Well, the Sizzler's the best place to go when you're on a diet.
Don't you see, with the size of my ass, that I shouldn't eat a baked potato? Why, my husband remarked just the other day, I've got a whole bunch of cottage cheese back there. So I says to myself, I says, Nora, I says, I'll get myself a salad. Yes, sir, that's what I'll do. I'll get myself a salad. My husband says, of course, they don't substitute there a Sizzler. Gonna have to just get the baked potato. Well, I says to my husband, I says, no, this is America. And I says, I can get myself a salad. So I says to the boy, I would like to have a salad. And he says to me rudely, he's some young punk, you know, don't you know, with all the black fingernails and all that and the goth stuff and the cross hanging out of his neck, don't you know? And then he says, well, ma'am, I'll just go get you a salad. And he comes back, he tosses on the plate. And I says, and by the way, would you mind getting me the salad with the chicken and bacon, please? And he says, well, you fat oaf. And so then,
Jesus! Yeah, you wanted the salad, all right. You wanted the salad with the bacon bits, the chicken fat, the pork. In other words, you wanted the big chef salad, you know, with the big freaking egg conks and... You idiot. Now you're afraid you're being followed, huh? You know, I think that people who are afraid of retaliation, like, they don't have a real focus of the world. You must have been doing some other stuff to make you feel guilty about life. Really? How come you're afraid the kid's going to be coming back on you, man? The kid's 21, he apologized, whatever. Now you're afraid that you're going to be followed? Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. Stop making all kinds of unreasonable demands. And quit going to Sizzler and hope that they're going to take care of your diet for you. Oh, my God. The place is a fast food joint. Waiter sentenced for vandalizing customer's home. Well, he's an idiot. He's a freaking idiot. You're going to ask an idiot for something? Just sit there and eat your baked potato. If you don't want the baked potato, don't eat the baked potato. If they don't do salads, they don't do salads. Remember that scene in Five Easy Pieces with Jack Nicholson where he's just,
why don't you put the chicken between your knees?
You know, and he smashes the stuff off the table. Well, you know, maybe there was a time when you could get away with that stuff. You can't get away with it anymore. You take what they give you, otherwise go someplace else. This is no longer the 60s. It ain't, you know, I ain't doing my thing. We aren't expressing ourselves. Everybody's got to get along to go along, baby. You dig? World's getting small. Things are getting hot. Got all kinds of ragheads running around out there. Everybody with a gun. Everybody with a knife. You gotta have freaking eyes in the back of your head, man. This is like a cyclotron, baby. You know how those electrons go bouncing back out there and they come bouncing back in? It's like living in prison. You gotta be good to your neighbors, good to your family, gotta know who you're talking to. If you wanna give somebody crap, know who you're giving crap to first before you give them the crap. And above all, vote Republican. This has been a walk down memory lane brought to you by General Mills, makers of Post Toasties and Folgers. Mm-mm. What a nice big cup of coffee to have in the morning. Folgers, fresh roast. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show with Joe Dickhead's picks and other stuff coming up.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
One more reason I don't like ESPN. They don't know anything about football, really. Now, honest to God, they got a guy here writing on their website. Over the last dozen NFL seasons, no fewer than 9 teams with a 4-5 record or worse through 9 games have made the playoffs. No fewer than 9 teams with a 4-5 record or worse through 9 games have made the playoffs. What you want to say is no more than 9 teams. That's number one. But that's not the grammar that bothers me. It's the fact that these guys, time and again in the world of sports, always think that the old days were better. This writer, a guy by the name of Greg Garber, says that Super Bowl champions don't repeat like they used to. Oh, yeah, Greg? When was that, man? He goes on to write, the 97-98 Denver Broncos were the last team to do it. Gee, a whole 5 years ago. A team hasn't repeated in the Super Bowl for 5 years. Before that, it was the 92-93 Dallas Cowboys. Well, if my, 92-93, that would mean 93, 94, 95, 96, 97 was the next time that one repeated. That's 5 years. And then before that, it was the 88-89 San Francisco 49ers. Before the 49ers, the last team to repeat a Super Bowl were the Pittsburgh Steelers back in 79 and 80. What are you talking about, kid? Since John Elway rode off into the Denver dusk, we've seen the Rams, Ravens, Patriots, and Bucks all break through, only to fall swiftly to earth. So what? St. Louis and Baltimore both struggled to earn wildcard berths with 10-6 records the season after the titles. New England missed with a 9-7 mark. No one is taking the 4-5 start well at one Buccaneers place. Well, they shouldn't. But there are solutions to what's going on in Buccaneer land. You fire Warren Sapp, you know, get rid of all the garbage there. All you do is take it out to the can and leave it in the street, and you'll be fine. You got a good coach. You ain't got much else, but you got a good coach. You got a good stadium. You could hear him through the walls hacking up the quarterbacks in the offensive meeting room on Wednesday afternoon, tossing around J-bombs, Jiminy Christmas, like they're Skittles. But wonder of wonders, it's not the offense that's killing the Bucks, but the defense. The vaunted, this could be the best defense ever defense that allowed opponents just over 12 points per game. But as you guys know, they've been coughing it up left and right. Look, I don't want to talk about the Buccaneers. What I want to talk about is this. There have been more repeat champions of Super Bowls in this decade, in the last 12 years, than there have been in all of the Super Bowls put together before that. What are you, crazy? Other than the fact that the Steelers won two, you know, how many did they win? They won 4 in 6 years. That's one team. Nobody repeated until the Niners did it in the late 80s. Two teams did it in the 90s. Every 5 years, somebody's repeating the Super Bowl, other than in the 80s. So what are you talking about, you dope? The Packers did it, 66-67. The Dolphins did it, 72-73. The Steelers won 4 in 6 years. Then along come the 49ers in the late 80s. Then along come the Cowboys in the mid-90s. Then along come the Denver Broncos in the late 90s. Football has got more repeat winners than any other sport. I should be writing for ESPN, among my other duties, along with my Fox animated show, my radio show, and my Wall Street Journal column and the Playboy pictorial I'm going to be posing for. I need to help you guys out at ESPN. You're pathetic. You need to hire Rush Limbaugh back if you want my honest opinion.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Everybody, don't forget Ted's of Beverly Hills, new location opening up where? On the North Pole. That's right, kids, tell your mom and dad, we're going to be serving Santa's steak this Christmas.
Here at
North Pole, huh?
Our brand new. It's a fun thing for the kids, Phil.
Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, owner and operator of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and one of the prominent businessmen in the Los Angeles area. You work right now?
I'm just picking my car up right now. We had a pretty tough week, as you can imagine, with the fires 2 weeks ago, and we've been more concerned about our friends and neighbors in the restaurant business, but I got to tell you something. Business we still do, and what certainly you and I were talking about, the problem that people have with me or any other successful businessman being on his cell phone in his car is it's getting out of hand. I'm going to use my cell phone any way I want to use my cell phone, and I'm not going to be pressured into not doing business. I think that it's my right. And that guy that drove up to me yesterday, I mentioned to you, who made the obscene gesture.
You were going a little slow, weren't you?
I might have been. I don't know. I was on Santa Monica Boulevard. But he comes around the side of me, and he does that with his hand, you know, that playing with yourself thing. And I just looked at him, and I continued on the phone. I am more comfortable using my cell phone, using my hand, with one hand on the phone and one hand on the wheel.
All right. The problem that people have with cell phone use in cars is that they...
Well, I know what the problem is. It's safety.
Yeah, well, they say it's a safety issue. If you only have one hand on the wheel, it can't be as safe, right?
Phil, I am a... I'm Ted Bell. I've lived and driven in this city for all of my 40 years. I can handle it. I'm not going to use a headset. I'm not going to use one of those headsets where you can put both hands so that no one can see the phone and you'll look a little... First of all, people have a little bit... People in business have more respect for a guy who is driving down the street with one hand on the wheel. He's leaning into the driver's door with the other hand on his phone. He is talking and doing business. I see someone like that. Most people see someone like that. We see someone that we respect because that guy is getting business done. I use one hand on the cell phone and the other hand on the wheel, and if they think it's not safe, I don't know what to tell you. I feel more comfortable conducting business that way.
All right, well, what kind of an obscene gesture did this guy give you? It wasn't a finger?
No, he made a hand motion like I was playing with myself. And
what were you doing?
I don't know. I might have been driving too slow, but I can tell you this much. As soon as he did that, now he's got to deal with Ted Bell. And so I Dutch braked him a little bit, I'll tell you what, it backed him way off of me. He knew that he'd made me angry. He knew that he had made me angry. And when I Dutch braked him, which is...
What is that?
That's like a German brake.
So you pumped your brakes to get him off your tail?
That's right. He got scared, as people will usually do, and he backed way off.
So in other words, you're acting like a jackass in traffic, driving slow...
No, Phil, hold on for a minute.
No, you're driving slow, using one hand on the wheel and one hand on the cell phone, and you German brake the guy if he got too close to you, the guy who had given you the play-with-yourself thing.
Well, it really isn't that simple. He insults me with the play-with-yourself move because I was on my cell phone. I'm Ted Bell. If I'm seen drinking around town and I'm not on my cell phone, if I'm seen eating around town, I'm not on my cell phone. If I'm with my wife at a performance... If I'm in a movie theater, people think my business is slipping. I'm Ted Bell. I'm not going to go look like a telemarketer wearing a headset while I'm driving. I want to tell you a story, Phil.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. So you drive using one hand on the cell phone.
That is correct, yeah.
Even if it's unsafe.
It's not unsafe.
Because?
Because, look. I'm Ted Bell. I do business. I do business safely. The only thing that's unsafe is anybody that wants to flip me off or give me a hard time. Then it's unsafe for them.
Well, I don't think German braking somebody is a smart thing.
Thank you for your opinion. I disagree.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. People who are driving in traffic with one hand on the cell phone and the other on the wheel of a car, they got one hand basically in control of the car as opposed to both. And as you know, police are not in favor of cell phone use. They're using the headset. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, you put the plug into the...
I know exactly what you're doing, Phil.
Well, so that I can explain to my audience. You put the plug into the phone, you put the earpiece in, and you can drive with both hands.
Let me tell you a story as to why I will never use a headset, even if they want to put me in jail for driving with one hand on the wheel. I watched my mother... in her early 40s, be put into an ambulance where she was transported to the Camarillo State Hospital, a mental hospital for schizophrenia. She used to go out into our street and talk to imaginary people, waving her hands, and, you know, if you see the same behavior today. And the funny thing is, it's being exhibited by people using cell phone headsets. It looks like they're talking to imaginary people. I told myself that I would never allow myself to look like a retard and look like I'm talking to imaginary people. When you use a headset on a cell phone, you look like one of these retards that's talking to himself.
Well, hold on. Please don't use the word retard.
Well, what word do you want me to use?
Well, these are psychotic people. They're hearing...
All right, they're psychotic, and they're talking to imaginary people that aren't there. Okay, Phil?
Well, why are you yelling?
Because I'm angry at the fact you're making this about me. I only use I use one hand on the cell phone, one hand on the wheel. If you don't like it, that's your problem. I'm not going to be walking around looking like I'm talking to myself, like I'm one of these retarded, you don't want me to say that, but psychotic people. People use headsets and hands-free phones for social, stupid, senseless conversation. I make incredibly important business decisions, so I hold my phone to my ear. And as long as I live, no one will make the mistake of thinking that I'm like Crazy Linda Bell. And that was my mother, Crazy Linda Bell. Oh, boy.
Well, that's an emotional thing, and I understand, but the...
You better believe it is.
You're not crazy, Ted. I know you're not crazy.
Well, nobody's going to make the mistake of thinking I'm crazy talking to myself. I look at a guy at a supermarket, all of a sudden he's going, yeah, I heard a guy the other day, it was over at Gelson's over here in Beverly Hills, and I was picking up some steaks, and I heard the guy say, so do you want me to get hand lotion too? And I don't see anybody there. He's not holding on. I realize he's on a headset phone. To me, that is suspiciously stupid looking. And
look, it's just the looks of things, that's all. Right?
It looks retarded, Phil, and I happen to be, I'm Ted Bell doing a prominent amount of business in a very important area of town in Beverly Hills, California. I need to be able to conduct business. But more importantly, and I think this is the message that I think everyone needs to get, if you're going to flip me off, or if you're going to make a gesture to me in traffic, I will German break you, and I can guarantee that scares everybody.
Well, that guy that did the whole flip off of you the other day, you backed him way off of your car, huh?
I German braked this guy and got him the hell away from me, exactly.
All right, Ted Bell is with us. He doesn't believe in using hands-free headsets. He wants to use that cell phone the way he wants to use it. You know it's unsafe. You know that people could get hurt. You know that anybody that uses a cell phone and doesn't use a headset or is using both one hand on the phone, it's a dangerous thing. People have been killed, and yet you insist.
I'm not going to use, I'll do what, Phil, I'm not using a headset. I'm not going to look like a retard like these women I see in the supermarket.
And I've asked you not to use the word retard.
I mean, I'm not going to act like, I can handle it. Okay? I'm not going to walk around looking like my crazy mother who is talking to herself and embarrassing all of us. We had to put her in a straitjacket, and that's the honest to God truth, and I feel bad about it, and I love her to this day. She's long since passed on. But I can tell you...
Ken, I understand the trauma as a child, but just because your mother talked to herself and talked to imaginary people doesn't mean anybody's going to think you're crazy because you're using a headset on your cell phone.
I'm not going to look like a crazy person, okay? No one's going to think I'm Linda Bell. I'm Ted Bell. And I have spent 40 years trying to live down the insanity of my family.
Even if it means getting into an automobile accident.
Even if it means getting into an automobile accident. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even if it means that automobile accident could kill someone's child.
You know, Phil, you play a dirty game. And
even if it means by using one hand on a cell phone and one hand on the wheel, you kill someone's child.
Okay, you're forcing me to make a decision?
Yes.
Yes, even if it means that. Yes. Yes.
And so you'd kill a kid.
It hasn't happened yet, Phil, so quit fantasizing, all right?
Well, all right, now we know where you're coming from. 1-800-449-8686. Using a handset, using the headset on a cell phone is ridiculous, according to Ted Bell. You look like an idiot. You might as well have one hand on the phone, even if it makes driving a little bit unsafe. Because he's a businessman, he has to look like he's in control, and he can't look stupid. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The number of people out there.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is the owner of Ted's at Beverly Hills. We're talking about cell phone use. And you're telling me that too many people have cell phones, right?
Absolutely.
Why should you, for instance, Ted Bell, be allowed to have a phone and other people shouldn't?
Well, number one, I'm not saying that other people. I'm saying that there are a lot of people out there that own cell phones and use them to look important or to look like they're doing business. they make unnecessary. 90% of phone calls that are made on cell phones are made for personal reasons, and those are unnecessary calls.
Well, when you say unnecessary, what do you mean? Are you talking about?
I'm not talking about safety. I'm just talking about people talking to each other. I'm a businessman, though, and I do need to use a cell phone. And when I use my cell phone, I'm using it for business that affects many hundreds of employees and many millions of dollars. So if I've got one hand on the phone, and if it isn't exactly the safest kind of driving, I think that's stuff that people are going to have to put up with. I'm not changing. I am not going
to... I said to you, Ted, before we went to the break, that the one hand on the wheel could endanger the lives of people.
And that's the chance they take. I'm doing business. I am doing business. I am employing people. I am making money. I am creating a tax base. I am giving money to the government of those taxes. I am creating jobs. That's the chance that people take. And I can assure you, Phil, I'm a good driver. I'm not going to kill anybody.
If the law says, and I don't know what the law in California actually says. I don't know if it says you have to have both hands on the wheel or you can have one hand on a cell phone. But studies have shown that one hand on a cell phone and one hand on a wheel is unsafe. Why can't you use that headset?
I'm not using any headset, and those are my reasons. I told you, I come from a family. I think you look stupid when you use a headset. I think people, let's take the average housewife who's talking to her girlfriend. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. She's in the supermarket. She's talking to a girlfriend, and she's got a headset. First of all, she looks like she's retarded or has schizophrenia because she's talking to nobody. Second of all, she's talking to a girlfriend about nothing. So she looks like an idiot talking about stupid things. That person there, I'm afraid of, much more than Ted Bell. I can guarantee most of the people listening to you and your audience who are driving have absolutely no business reason for using that phone.
But you do.
Absolutely, yeah.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell and other businessmen using cell phones don't put any restrictions on their phone usage because they're doing it for business purposes, even if it may kill your kid. Unreal, Ted.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's the way I read it. Here is Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. Hey, I'm a truck driver out of Kansas, and I drive cross country across a lot of miles. And I watch people every day that don't use a headset. And if they drop that phone or something, and then they go to grab for it, and they end up getting they almost cause a wreck.
Yeah, I know. I've heard all of that. Yeah, I've heard all of it. So your point's what?
Mom's sickness did rub off on you. You know, you're crazy wanting to kill
Want to kill kids on the, okay, but first of all, I employ people, Bob. I'm not working for somebody like you. I employ people. So if I'm not allowed to do business, a lot of people lose their jobs.
I own my own truck, and I've got five other trucks with five other drivers.
You're a truck driver, correct?
Yep.
Okay, how many times on that cell phone are you doing that hole, and I don't know, what is that, rubber ducky, and, you know, do you guys do that stupid stuff still?
What's that?
You know, I got a smoky and all of that nonsense.
Talking on a CB, yes, sir, we do use them.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Phil. They're screwing around out there.
Most people out here, when they're driving truck, use a CB to inform each other of accidents and all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh,
people
come
use
on. You guys are out
there.
You're out there doing that rubber ducky. Well, you got CB is, you got one hand on a microphone, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so what are you talking about? Rubber ducky this, smoky that.
All right, the guy said they're trying...
I heard what he said, Phil, and I respect our truck drivers. God, I couldn't be in business if it wasn't for our great truck drivers. But the fact of the matter is, that guy wouldn't have anything to deliver if it wasn't for my restaurant. And they tell each other where the nicest piece of ass is 10 miles down the road, all of that stuff. I'm doing business. I'm not telling people where a great piece of ass at a truck stop is. I'm not talking about people that...
All right, I heard what you're saying. You don't need to offend this man's business. Thank you, Bob, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the steakhouse. Some guy flipped you off or whatever.
No, he did the play-with-yourself thing.
Okay, he did a play-with-yourself motion. And that made you angry because you were on a cell phone. That you admittedly say you could endanger somebody's life driving around with one hand on the phone. You don't want to use a headset because you don't want to look like your schizophrenic mother.
That's exactly correct. And unless you've had a mother, take it away to a mental hospital. Don't start making fun of me.
Here is Melissa on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Melissa, go ahead.
My my point is this. I'm on a cell phone. I'm using a headset. I have an advanced degree. I'm not an idiot. However, people who don't care about other people and their safety in general, it doesn't matter if you make billions of dollars. You're the idiot. Well, you're hurting other people.
Just because you want to look like a NASA, you know, one of those moon guys.
I don't care what it looks like.
That's what you want to look like, though, don't you?
No, let's...
Let's see what I'm saying? Melissa, if you've got an advanced degree, maybe you can figure out how to buy a phone people can hear you on. What did you just say?
Sorry, you were cutting out.
Yeah, see? She's cutting out.
That's not her fault.
No, you were cutting out. I hear myself just fine.
Well, I'm sure you hear. I'm sure you talk to yourself, too. But,
Wait, all right, hold on. I don't talk to idiots either. I just wanted to make my point.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you have a nice day, too. And I hope that you can go home and look at yourself in the mirror and go, ooh, I look like the Time Life girl.
No, wait a second, man. Nobody is using those kinds of headsets. First of all, the headset I'm talking about is the one that hangs straight down.
Well, that's the one I would prefer. Because, you know, but those guys with the one that goes in front of the mouth and they think that they're fantasizing that they're taking orders at McDonald's. You know, they're doing the things.
Wait. Are we talking about safety?
For the most part, we are talking about safety. But I'm here to tell you, Phil, I use this headset. I do not use a headset. I use one hand on the phone, one hand on the wheel, because I've got to do business in a manner that I think makes me look efficient, that people will respect, and that doesn't make me look like my insane mother who is put away for talking to herself out in the street. Now, you want me to get a headset, the kind that makes me look like Bill Parcells on the sideline, like I'm calling, you know, X40Z split back? Is that it?
Well, whatever it takes. I mean, so that... Look, why not wear a headset like that?
Because I don't want to look like I'm taking orders at McDonald's, and I don't want to look like I'm talking to myself like Linda Bell. Now, what I'm saying is...
All right, Ted, but your message is very clear.
Can I say what my message is?
No, I know it. Your message is clear. You're Ted Bell, and if it means that the safety of your family, the safety of a pedestrian child or a pedestrian grandmother is put at risk, that's just the way it's going to have to be, because you're not going to wear a headset and look like a guy that takes orders at McDonald's. God.
You see, you laugh, Phil. You're the one that doesn't take it seriously.
No, I'm taking it seriously. You don't want to wear a headset because you don't want to look like you're talking to yourself like your crazy mother that you work at McDonald's. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, he's going to drive around with one hand on his cell phone and one hand on the wheel, even if it jeopardizes the lives of your family, because he doesn't want to look like a retard. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Prodigal Son. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back here on the Phil Henry Show, talking with Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills about the use of cell phones in cars. You're a businessman. You're out in traffic right now, Ted, isn't that correct?
That is correct, Phil, yes.
And you're on your cell phone, which means that you are driving with one hand on the phone and one hand on the wheel. And all we're trying to say is, why not use the headset?
Look, let me put it to you. My daughter bought one of those. And by the way, where's the commercial?
I'm sorry. I totally...
No, that's fine.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Aren't you going to say anything?
I don't have any copy.
Well, then why should I do the commercial?
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Why? Because I'm paying for it.
I understand.
Right.
All right. So anyway, what do you want? You starting to get up in my face a little bit?
Well, I'm saying to you, Phil, understand. My daughter bought one of those headsets without my knowledge. I saw her in the backyard blabbing away to what looked like a tree. I didn't know what she was doing. It looked like she was talking to her. And I said, how dare you mimic your crazy grandmother, Linda? And I grounded her. And my mother would talk to a swing set for hours. My mother would go out and talk to the car. She would talk to a dog. She's going to have... My daughter will miss that field trip to Washington. I don't give a damn making fun of her, you know.
She's not making fun of the grandmother. You know she was on a headset.
It doesn't matter. I don't want her on the thing.
1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got one question for you.
I can't hear you. Turn him up, will you? Go ahead.
Why don't you just pull over and...
You know, you got a lousy phone, Chris.
Yeah, because I bought it from your restaurant, you sick kid.
Well, you know something? That when you go out and buy yourself a phone, try to get it for a little bit more than $10.99. Okay, you cheap bastard?
All right. Here is Adam. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. I just want to say that, like, headsets improve. Like they do add to safety reasons, but if you want to get to extreme, radios, even your radio, you take your eyes off the road to change the dial, anything like that.
What are you talking about?
Accidents kill people.
My name's Ted Bell. I do business, all right? I'm not... are you still in school?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, you'll know a little bit more about business. But when you're in school, just keep your nose to the grindstone, kid.
Is your business more important than the life of a person? It's pretty sad when you can put a price on someone's life.
That's the point I'm trying to make, Ted.
Yeah, I know that's the point you're trying to make. Here's the thing. Yes, I'm going to have to risk the lives of a few people, but I'd rather do that than look like a retard. My radio dials are on my steering wheel, okay? Don't you know the new modern cars? You can put...
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, I mean,
nice
like...
Nice going, Einstein.
What do you got to insult the kid for?
Because he's in over his head.
In over my head?
You're in over your head. Look, pal, I can handle this situation.
I feel real sorry for the guy who's crossing the road while you're yakking away on your cell phone.
Yeah, you go ahead and
he gets hit.
Look, I tell you what, you go ahead and get dizzy looking at the pretty numbers on the radio. I'm Ted Bell.
Oh, well.
Wow,
you're Ted Bell, huh?
Mr. Important Businessman is too good.
Oh, what are you, one of those Andy's
dudes? Lives at risk.
Gotta watch your language, my brother. He just came out with the F-bomb.
Yeah, there you go. That's the kind of slob I'm talking about right there. You think I'm going to wear a headset, look like some babbling Lizzie Borden, because Citizen X over there, who's missing a chromosome, doesn't like it? Please.
But when you say you're going to endanger lives because you don't want to look like a retard, that's what gets people upset.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. You wear a headset on your cell phone, you look like you want to, you know, you're one of these guys that wants to become Captain Video. Excuse me.
Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Yeah, to this guy, who he is on the other end,
people
wear headphones. I think it's great because they think that they're going to make a difference by making the road safer,
right,
without avoiding an accident. To him, he thinks they look stupid, but people who wear them don't care what people think.
Wait a minute.
Did people see them? They're different.
Well, you look like you want to work at McDonald's. Have you ever seen those people who work at McDonald's?
Yeah.
You want to look like that?
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, come on. I can't believe it doesn't matter to you that you're going to look like a cat that sits there taking the orders at Checkers
drive-thru. I'm not the person who cares what people think. If I have a headset and I'm driving, I'm paying attention to what I'm doing.
You know what,
I'm not going to endanger anybody.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you something. I was watching the television with my daughter. She's 15. And the other night, one of these...
I thought she was grounded.
Yeah, she sure as hell is grounded.
Well, you give her TV privileges? That's not grounded.
Hey, look, kid, just listen to me.
Oh.
So, I'm watching this, and guess who came on?
I think you should begin straight jacket on there.
Britney Spears comes on. So you want to look like...
People who wear headphones are stupid.
Hey, well, you want to look like Britney Spears? Go ahead. Because she wears a headset, too.
She's popular.
Why don't you put on a mini skirt and wiggle around there, Mike, for all the boys?
What is it with you, man? You got to insult people, and you got to...
Yeah, because nobody understands.
He's stupid.
I've got to look like Linda
Bell.
I can
see why his mother gets it.
You think my mother's crazy?
Hey, does she fit?
If you're calling my mother crazy... Oh, man.
Why are you calling everybody this stupid retarded? What's the difference?
When you wear a headset, you might as well wear a styrofoam helmet and drool into a bib.
Hey, it's better than causing an accident and killing somebody.
What?
It's better than going in an accident and killing somebody.
You know,
you're an accident waiting to happen.
What was that?
What was what?
That's a siren, right?
It's a, let me look and see.
Puppy song for you.
No, it's an ambulance trying to get through. What I'm trying to say...
Well, pull it over then.
I'm sorry?
Pull it over.
I'm on the phone. Where's this puppy?
You think so you're pointing the ambulance.
Wait a minute, are you impeding an ambulance right now?
I'm on the phone. Wait, hey, are you still there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
You know what? Your mother wears army boots. What do you think of that?
Jesus, let the ambulance through.
No, I don't feel like it.
All right, Mike, where do you live? You live, you have a cell phone. You were with a headset. Will you pull over for that ambulance?
No.
Guy's an idiot.
He's a moron.
I dropped the phone and pull over.
Well, that's because you're a normal human being. He's a fruitcake. All right, 1-8, thank you very much, Mike.
All right,
you
no
get hang the phone up on him. 1-800... 1-800-449-86.
Hey, Mike, you know something? You'll be a lot happier when your gonads drop.
Well.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ted, for call. Will you get him out of here? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
From high atop the Las Vegas Strip, getting hula dance lessons, this is Joe Dickhead with the Professor and the NFL Pats!
That's right. For the next several minutes, we'll be giving you our NFL picks, as well as getting hula dancing lessons, because we've got to do something, anything, to try to differentiate our betting service from others. So we do interesting things. We smoke marijuana, get hula lessons, dress and drag, all kind of thing.
And we also have alongside with us here is Kumu Hula, our hula teacher, and he teaches us Kahiko, which is the traditional hula lesson, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, I'll give the pick, and then you give us one of the steps.
Okay, first thing, you gotta get the music right, okay?
All right, go ahead and hit the music.
Yeah, there you go. See how my ass moves? There you go. There you go. See how my ass is moving?
I'm not looking at your ass, if you don't mind. Move your ass. Anyway, I said to move your ass. All right, I'm moving my ass. I'm Joe Dickhead. Now, here are our picks. Arizona, Cleveland. We like Cleveland in that football game. That game is at Cleveland. We like Cleveland. Forget Arizona. They suck. Okay, you too, big guy. Move your ass.
I'm moving my ass as fast as I can. Baltimore at Miami. We like Miami in that football game. The Ravens blow.
Who do you like in the Giants game? Come on, move your ass. Who do you like in the Giants game? Move your ass.
What are you, some kind of a Chinaman trying to... I'm a Chinese, I'm Hawaiian.
I like the, I like Philadelphia with the Giants there in Philadelphia.
This is the professor getting a hula lesson. Whose idea was this anyway?
I think it was yours.
Oh, it wasn't mine. Washington and Carolina, I think it's Washington in that football game.
You're looking real sexy, man. Let me see what's under that. That's good.
Get your hands off my ass.
The San Diego and Denver game, we like Denver. Green Bay and Tampa Bay. Green Bay all the way.
Can I take a break?
No, you can't take... Okay, kill it, kill it, kill the music, kill it. Pretty good. You look pretty good. You need a drink of water? You need something?
I'd like some water, Summer.
Not till you finish the picks. Oh, come on, finish the picks! All right, Monday night is going to be the San Francisco Giants over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Atlanta at New Orleans. Joe, what do you think?
What, about what?
What do you think of tonight Atlanta-New Orleans games? Come on, dance.
I don't want to dance! I like Atlanta!
Okay, you can sit down. Houston at Buffalo. We like the Houston, whatever they're called. Is it the Oilers or the Texans? It's
the Cowboys.
All right. We also like the Kansas City Chiefs at the Cincinnati Bengals. We like the Cincinnati Chiefs.
I have a St. Louis Rams and Chicago Bears. St. Louis all the way. New York will beat the Indianapolis. Oh, he picked New York. The Indianapolis Colts. Detroit over Seattle and Oakland over Minnesota. Whew, enough of these hula lessons, huh? Get moving! Oh, no, no, please don't. This is Joe Dickhead.
I'm the professor.
They're making us take hula lessons. Please help!
There it is, Joe Dickhead and the professor with their NFL picks. Boy, they're getting weirder each week. They're getting more far out, more strange each week. Who do they like this week? Oakland over Minnesota and Detroit over Seattle. I think those guys are, I think what they're doing now is they're just saying anything and doing anything to see if anybody will call their big hotline. You know, I was listening the other day to some guys doing a betting show on one of these sports stations. Sounded pretty good. The guy's talking about how it's all an investment and everything. I was thinking I was going to call up and give him 10 G's off the credit card right away. He says, all we need is $10,000. That's right, just $10,000. This is an investment. They're not betting. We wouldn't ask you to do anything that's so low as betting. It's an investment. Sure. You guys can't answer the question that's been asked for ages. And as long as you can't credibly answer this question, nobody's ever going to really take you guys seriously. And the question is simply this. If you know so much, why don't you just apply all that knowledge to your own bets and forget about making a bookmaking service? Or not a bookmaking service, whatever the hell you guys do. That, you know, football betting service of some kind. See, they can't answer it. And these guys try to. A lot of people come up to me, Joey, there were three of them, and they say, how come if you guys are so bright, why don't you just do it yourself? Well, what we do is we take the information that we have, and we give it to everybody else. That way, we make even more money. Oh, baloney. You make even more money. Look, even if you get a, like, how many guys are going to call up with a credit card and give 10 G's to your stupid little service on any given day? I mean, you're lucky if you get five or six, I think. Five or six tops. All right, that's 60 grand. Well, you can make that kind of cabbage one weekend betting NFL games if you're such a freaking brain surgeon like you guys claim to be. You could make more than that. You guys don't know anything, man. Your job is conning people into thinking you know something. Just we'll give you our free game. We'll give you our free game. It's a lock. I wonder how many of those lock games really are a lock. So they can, as long as you can't answer that question, you guys are always going to be a joke. I mean, God bless you, you need to make a living and all of that stuff, but it's a joke, man. All the cats, everybody knows you're kind of a goofy joke anyway. These dudes that are betting, you know, these guys got the serious bookmakers that they see. And this guy even had a good point. He said, well, there's the true line, there's the bookmaker line, there's all this stuff, and we try to give you the true line. And yeah, I understand all that, but why do I need you? You need me more than I need you. So as long as you can't answer the question why you have to, if you know so much, why you need to have a business of disseminating this information, it's always going to be a little suspect. All right, coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, we've got Chris Norton on his job as a telemarketer. As you know, Chris is 28 and very, quote, sassy, end quote. He'll be with us. We also have, of course, a CD signing coming up. We're going to be rolling out our Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2003 Best of CD. It's called The Death of Talk Radio. It is available now on our website. If you don't want to come out to the CD signing, that's cool. Remember, all the money, though, goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And if you come out to our signing, we'll autograph it for you. And some people seem to think that's kind of fun. You can also come and say hello. We always like to meet people. And we'll be at Yankee Doodles. That's in Woodland Hills, and that's on Saturday, November 22nd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're at 21870 Victory Boulevard. You get off of the 101 freeway at Topanga Canyon, and you head north. So if you're going north on the 101, that's a right-hand turn. If you're going south of the 101, that's a left-hand. And you go north of the freeway, and you go to Victory Boulevard. And I think they're kind of almost in that mall there at the corner. The what's the name of that mall? The Westerfield Mall, or the West Hills Mall, or the West... Anyway, it's at 21870 Victory Boulevard. We'll be there on Saturday from 11 until 1 on the 22nd of November, and we hope to see you there. All the bread we raise is for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Little things in the news. Kelly Clarkson, this kid is going to be in a, you know, she was the one that won the American Idol contest. She's going to be now in a international competition called World Idol. Okay? And World Idol is going to feature the Canadian Idol and the Finnish Idol and the Laplander Idol and all of these other idols, and they're going to compete. In other words, since winning the American Idol contest, Kelly Clarkson has no career. You know? Well, I mean, what are you doing, baby? You're going all over the country doing these American Idol contests. Just get out of here with that. What about Ruben Studdard, by the way? He won, didn't he? What's the matter? He too fat and black for you guys over at Fox? You know, the demographics on that show must be so freaking young. Nobody over the age of 15 could possibly care about that show other than me. Although Kelly Clarkson, we will say this, and go ahead and let's break out the champagne and the cigars. Today, Kelly Clarkson was on the Sharon Osbourne show. All right, and by the way, Kelly, congratulations on winning the blue ribbon there at the Minnesota State Fair with your prize lamb. I mean, what are you doing, honey? I told you, it's just a game show. It's a game show. It's nothing more than just a goofball game show. Just a thought for the why, by the way, for Pamela Anderson, we had this, we're thinking, Pamela, we know that your career is just sort of like going nowhere. Have you thought of porn? Seriously, have you thought of becoming a serious porn actress? Nobody in that industry cares that you got hepatitis. You could stand to make a lot of money, and you could sustain yourself a little bit more than kind of hanging on the fringes of show business right now, infected with a deadly disease, and hanging out with scumbags and white trash. This way, at least, you'd kind of be in the wheelhouse there. You'd be a queen in that world. Am I right or am I wrong about that, Chris? Pamela Anderson would be the queen of the porn world. Right now, she's hanging out on the shadowy fringes, and you'd be the goddess. Right now, you're hanging out on the shadowy, shadowy edges of show business, just sort of infected and lonesome. Come on, baby, do something. Make a move. Bust the move, Pamela. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The other big news today is that a telemarketing do not call bill was struck down by a federal judge. This would mean, this would have meant that you would be safe, I guess, from telemarketers. They wouldn't be calling your house. You could be put on a do not call list. However, that was struck down by a federal judge. Now, we have a telemarketer on the line with us. He is a professional telemarketer from a pharmaceutical firm in Redondo Beach, California. I'm going to mention the name of the company. His name is Chris Norton. Chris, you make your living as a phone salesman.
As a telemarketer, right?
And you work for a company where you're doing a lot of out calls to homes.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
So, this is good news for you.
Well, I do understand that that people don't want to have telemarketers call. My own personal technique in calling homes, I think, is very non-offensive. I've always been mindful of people being irritated, and I've always been mindful of not bothering people. I think it's good news for people who are dealing with a telemarketer like me, because what I do is I try to use original methods. We do use speed dialing. I don't usually speak to adults. I'm basically looking to see if a kid is going to answer the phone, if a child's going to answer the phone. And because it's irritating for the adult, they're probably going to hang up on me. But kids, though, are taught to be polite, and so they'll listen to a pitch. And this is something that I think I've learned over a few years of being, telemarketing.
So you only talk to kids?
Yeah, no, I don't only talk to them, but the first people I do talk to, if I hear an adult, I'll probably hang up or disconnect. But if a kid answers, that's my opportunity, because kids will tend to stay on the phone longer with you, and they'll, you know, be polite with you, and I put them at ease. I communicate well with kids, so a lot of times if you get a teenage girl, you can flatter her and that kind of thing.
Tell me, what do you sell, Chris? A pharmaceutical company?
Well, we sell all kinds of pharmaceuticals. I specialize in a vitamin line And we do sell these. It's a high quality product. Vitamins are in demand, high demand, high quality vitamins are. And what I do is I will get the people on the phone, and get the kid on the phone, for instance, and say things like, you know, have you ever been sick? I'll start off by asking them their name.
Well, but before you do that, you sell vitamins. What kind of vitamins?
I sell vitamin C, which is good for, you know, your immune system. It's also been treated, they've used it to treat depression. B vitamins, that have, some people feel that the B vitamin can actually slow the spread of the AIDS virus. We have a special right now on vitamin E, which, prevents lung cancer. The D vitamins, what they call the sunshine vitamin, which can prevent aging. And vitamin A, which is a kind of a potency vitamin. So whatever is wrong with you, if you take vitamins, you can cure it. And what I do is...
And where are they from?
The vitamins?
Yeah, where are they manufactured?
Where are they from? I can get that information, Phil. Is it the Far East?
No, that's okay.
Far East somewhere.
All right. So when you get a kid on the phone, so you're a telemarketer, you only talk to kids.
Yeah, I know people don't like to answer the phone. So when I get a kid on the phone, I'll say, hey, you know, what's up? You know, and the kid will go, oh, not much. He'll say, hey, I'm just calling. Are your folks there? And the kid will say, yeah, or no. I said, well, look, I don't want to talk to him right now, but so how's it going? And have you ever been sick? You know, what's your name? And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll ask, have you ever been sick? And I'll go, yeah, I probably had a cold. I said, I got stuff that'll cure it. A lot of times, if you can target the home of a terminally ill child, for instance, Phil, and these names can be acquired through agencies. There's nothing sadder than a terminally ill child, a child what got lung, you know, cancer or what have you. And if I can call that house and maybe get the kid on the phone, I can tell him, you know, we have vitamins and everything. If the kid's at the burn ward or something, if you take some vitamins.
You're not suggesting that vitamins are going to cure burns, are you?
You know, you'd be surprised.
Mr. Norton, seriously, you're not suggesting that if I take enough vitamin A or whatever it is, I can cure a third-degree burn?
I'm just saying, keep an open mind. That's all I'm saying. Because
are you suggesting that?
Just keep an open mind. But I'm saying I talk to the kids. And then they get excited about it, and then I go, you like that? They go, yeah. So put me on with your mom and dad, you know, because then the kids will be pushing their mom and dad to do it. So I do it in a way that doesn't irritate the family, and I try to do it in a way that, you know, is respectful.
We're talking to a telemarketer, professional telemarketer, Chris Norton, on how when he calls a home, he doesn't ask to speak to the parents. He'll talk to the kids first and get them on his side and then talk to the parents. Telemarketers have been supported today by a ruling from a federal judge that said any attempt to block their calls is illegal. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Norton, so now you have access to people's homes. It's legal for you to call homes.
Well, we never doubted that it was legal, Mr. Henry. I mean, an attempt to keep us from doing our job is non-constitutional.
Well, but look, telemarketers are seen universally as people who intrude at dinner time. They're the ones that call the house. Hey, would you like to buy tickets to the Hollywood Bowl? Would you like to buy steak knives? Can I interest you in AT&T this or AT&T this? Okay, and this is why. Do you call at dinner time?
Well, if you ask me, do I call it dinner time? That's like you're saying I'm supposed to know when people are eating dinner, right?
Well, you know what dinner time is. When a telemarketer calls the house wanting to sell stuff, are you calling around dinner time?
I call when I feel people are home.
Even if they're eating dinner?
Well, I mean, I got to tell you something, Mr. Henry. I call when people are eating dinner, yeah. If you take a look at the average American, or even the average North American, and I mean this, and I know you're going to think I'm kidding, but I mean it. I'm glad that I called at dinner time because some of these people could use having their dinner interrupted.
But is that your job? I mean, now you're telling me that I'm too fat, so you're a telemarketer and you're going to call my house and keep me from eating dinner?
I'm just saying, I don't feel guilty when I call at dinner time if I get people up from the dinner table because I've read the reports. I've seen a lot of Americans. Some of them are really unhealthy and large, and So I do call it dinner. And your schedule is your business. It's not something that I'm really worried about. I'll call it dinner because I know the kids are home and I know people. You know, I can speak anybody's language. I can size people up. If I get a teenage girl, they like to be flattered. We can exchange, you know, information. Telemarketers have a right to make a living, Mr. Henry, is the bottom line. And this is my way of doing it politely and creatively. But I will do it.
You're talking to teenage girls, and you mentioned they like being flattered. What do you mean by flattered?
I'm not saying that I'm... See, you're trying to make it sound like...
No, I'm not trying to say anything. What do you mean you flatter teenage... You call the house, you don't get the adult, now you say, hi, I'm Chris Norton, and I sell vitamins, or what?
No, I'll say, hi, what's your name? She'll say, oh, you know, my name is Mary. I'll say, hey, that's cool. You know, are you in school? What school do you go to? You know, where do you live? You know, I like to get some basic information, and then I say, you know, and I happen to be, just as an aside, I happen to be very good looking. And that doesn't mean anything when you're on the phone, but I have a way, you know, with women. I'll say, well, that's cool, you know. I bet you got, you know, I bet you like to take care of your skin. I bet your skin's nice and soft and whatever. And she'll say, yeah. And I said, you know, are you tight, you know, and stuff like that. And
what do you mean, are you tight?
I'm just, I have a voice that she can trust. And so I'll say, you got to take these vitamins, you know. So I'm just saying that, you know, I'm on your program today. And I want to say to the American people, and I don't want anybody to be angry at me, but you're going to have to just let it go. I know you don't like telemarketers.
But there's nothing we can do about it, huh?
I don't know. There's nothing you can do about it. We're going to call. We're going to make our living. You don't like it. You know, it's too bad.
Well, I can hang up on you, and I can certainly grab the phone before my kids get to it.
Well, you can't do it every time. If we get the kid on the phone, we can talk to him for a good 20 minutes. And I like to be honest with these kids, and I tell them without vitamins they can die, and technically that's true.
Now that you know that...
No, technically that's true.
No, but that isn't true. Without your vitamins they won't die, without vitamins they'll die.
Well, that technically that's true then, right?
Yeah, but you're making it sound like without buying your vitamins they'll die.
Not really, because...
Yeah, really. Yes, we said without our vitamins.
But, see, here's the thing. We like people to be polite to us. Like, the way you're arguing with me now is probably not the thing you want to do with a telemarketer.
Well, Mr. Norton, I got to tell you, I may want to argue with you, especially if you're talking to my kid. I have a particular problem with strangers calling my house and getting my kid on the phone. All right?
Well, see, here's the thing. What I'm telling you and what I'm telling your listeners is, I mean, that's great, but you have to be polite to us because I don't think you want to get on the bad side of a telemarketer. Now, I'm not trying to threaten anybody.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to come to my house, and what are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to do anything. But I mean, if some telemarketers will get pissed off, and I've known them to give over like home phone numbers to NAMBLA and organizations like that.
So you're going to give my home phone number to the North American?
I would, Mr. Henry.
But some of these guys would give my home phone number to the North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yes, sir. And I've seen it happen. The point is, don't piss off a telemarketer because. You know, just accept it, man. It's legal for us to call your house. And
all right, hold on. Chris Norton, there's an earful from a telemarketer reacting to today's news that telemarketers have every right in the world to call your home and will continue to call your home. Mr. Norton works for a vitamin company, and he doesn't like to talk to the adults in the house. He likes to get the kids on the phone, and that, I guess, softens them up for the big sales pitch to the adult. He also said that don't get on the bad side of a telemarketer, or he has heard of some who've given over home phone numbers to the North American Man Boy Love Association. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And on top of that, they're giving out your number. They're calling you during dinner time. And I said to him, well, I don't like being interrupted during dinner. And he said, frankly, taking a look at some of the people in this country, it's good that they get their dinner interrupted. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Chris Norton, who's a telemarketer, There's a new law. You know what telemarketers are? People who call your house to try to sell you stuff on the phone. New law says they're allowed to call. Some people wanted to be put on a do not call list. Mr. Norton, you say that you have talked to some kids in the house and had them go into their mother's purse or their dad's wallet to get a credit card number?
No. Here's what I said, Mr. Henry.
Well, that's what you stated on our show.
No, I didn't say that. I said that technically it's okay for me to ask the child, the young person, to just go get the credit card because all you need is the authorization of anybody in the home. You don't necessarily have...
No, wait a minute. If you call my house, you talk to my son, and you're selling vitamins, and my son says, yeah, I'd like to buy some, and you tell him to go get my credit card...
Yeah.
That's legal?
I'm sure it is, yeah, because...
You're really not sure?
No, yes, that's legal, because all I said... Well, the kid's asking me for vitamins. Okay, so how are you going to pay for it? And he goes, well, I don't know. And I say, well, is your dad home? And he'll go, no. I'll say, well, is there a credit card there? And he'll say, yeah. And I'll say, well, just read me the number. All I need is the account number and expiration date. This is not brain surgery. And you need to understand, Mr. Henry, I mean, I'm a telemarketer. This is how I make my living. But if the kid is too stupid, I mean, they're not stupid or anything, but if they're too dumb to know if their folks are there, I said, well, just give me a credit card. That's all.
All right, so you're asking them, and you talk to the minor of the house, ask them to go to their father's wallet and get a credit card out.
You're making it sound like it's illegal, but I tell the kids if their parents buy the vitamins, that means that they love them. They'll get healthy, and the kid will go, yeah, that sounds great. And if their parents don't want the vitamins, if they want to have me sell them to them directly, that's fine. And then the kid will say, yeah, I want them, and I'll say, well, how are you going to pay for it? 9 times out of 10, they don't know, so I help them out.
You just tell them go get a
just go get a credit card, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you have any experience with a telemarketer calling your house talking to your kid, I don't know whether that's legal or not. Joey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I don't know if it's illegal, but it sure is immoral. I think, you know, it's just not the right thing to do. And the statement he made about being nice to him, it's like he's invading our space, my home. I mean, so I don't have to be nice to him at all.
Well, I mean, you want to be nice to me as well. You don't have to. No, you're right. But it's a good idea to be.
So you won't give my number out to some other shady people, right?
Well, not me, but I know guys that do.
Well, see, that's... Now you wonder why telemarketers got such a bad rap is because there are slimes out there taking care of stuff like this.
Well, I mean, first of all, the North America Man-Boy Love Organization, that's a pervert organization, if ever was one, and you guys are giving that out.
I know guys that have done that. I don't do it.
Would you turn these guys in?
Who?
Your cohorts that do this kind of stuff.
Oh, I mean, that was a long time. I mean, I don't know where they work now. I mean...
Oh, well, okay. So, in other words, you're protecting them.
No, well...
Yeah, exactly.
No, the kids... Look, all I'm trying to say is that we're going to call your house, and I want to just... Do you have kids, son, sir?
I don't, but I don't think I want you talking to my kids either.
Why? I mean, I'm not a pervert or anything.
Well, go get a credit card number from your dad's wallet.
Right, and you're telling somebody's daughter that she's tight and beautiful. What is this?
Well, I'm just asking this question. Isn't it better to talk to me than a member of NAMBLA? And so that's...
I think you're both on the same level, if you ask me.
What? I mean, I'm not playing with a boy's thing.
No, but you're a predator.
I'm a predator. All I'm trying to do is sell vitamins, and these are quality vitamins. And
Mr. Norton, I asked you where the vitamins were from. Were you going to get that information?
I've got the information right here if you want it.
Okay, where are these vitamins manufactured? What's the name of the company?
Okay, it's Netscape Vitamin Company.
Netscape?
Yeah.
From where?
When you say from where, what do you mean? From what country?
What country? What state? What are you talking about?
America. Well, I don't know what's so fun.
Netscape. Netscape is the name of a browser, a Netscape network.
Right.
Okay.
Apparently you don't know much about your own product.
I know all about my product. It's top quality product.
But you don't even know where it's from.
It's from somewhere in America. Yeah, it's from somewhere. North America,
South America, Central America, what America?
When you talk about America, you generally are talking about the one that we live in.
This is United States.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, United States. The states, you know. So the vitamins come from America?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Listen, Joey, thank you very much.
Look, my products can cure cancer. So I think a lot of you guys...
You can't. Thank you very much. You can't prove that point. 1-800-449-8686. Renee, you can't make a claim like that. Renee, go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
No, you see, what I'm trying to say is, I don't think it's right for the telemarketer to call and try to speak to the kids and try to solicit the kids in purchasing items using their parents' credit card. That's just not right. That's not what I'm feeling.
Oh, no. The kid said, yeah, your vitamins sound, you know, it's crazy, man. I want to get a case. And I go, okay, how do you want to pay, cash or credit card? The kid will go, well, I don't have any money. And I'll go, well, do you have a credit card? And he'll say, no. And I'll say, are you sure? And he'll say, I don't know. I'll say, well, look in your dad's wallet. What's wrong with that?
Hey, what you mean, what's wrong with that? That's his dad's credit card. That's his dad's credit card.
It's the same family.
You cannot use your dad's credit card. Hell, I can't even use my husband's credit card.
Wait a minute. When you place an order on the phone and they ask for a credit card number, all they ask for is the number and the expiration date, which means that they don't care who's calling, see?
And Mr. Norton, you understand...
That's usually an adult with permission.
And
that's not
vitamins,
a child.
We have vitamins.
That is so not right.
Ma'am, we've got a new vitamin E that has... if you have breast cancer, it can do... Well, okay, man. If you want to talk to the Man Boy Love Company, then that's your...
What do you mean the Man Boy Love Company?
What? I beg your pardon?
He's giving out the phone numbers of people to treat him badly to the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Okay, well, that is just disgusting.
No,
that
I'm not.
That is immoral and disgusting.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm saying some guys I knew that I used to play poker with.
Those guys are immoral and disgusting.
Who?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with telemarketer Chris Norton. The telemarketers of America have become, they've become more powerful because the courts ruled in their favor. Chris, you're a telemarketer. Now, you call the house and you talk to the kids because the kids are an easier sell, aren't they?
I'm sure you're making it sound like I manipulate kids.
No. You call the house, you only talk to the kids. There is an instance here reported where you get the kids to get a credit card number to buy your vitamins, then ask them if they put some tickets, they wouldn't mind if you put their tickets on it?
What?
Did you call a house, get the kids to get a credit card from their father?
No, I did not. Let me explain something to you and your listeners, because, all of you people who don't like telemarketers, you think you know everything, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, Mr. Henry, but first of all, I called the house. The kid wanted the vitamins. I said, okay, how are you going to pay? He said, I don't know. I said, go get a credit card. He did. And then I asked him, I said that the Doobie Brothers were coming to town. My older brother wanted to go see him. Could I go ahead and run a couple of tickets for the Doobie Brothers on the credit card? And the kid said, yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about.
But I got his permission.
You're running tickets to the Doobie Brothers? What is this, some classic rock reunion?
My older brother wanted to see him. Okay, and then, and they say, yeah, bro, just, head on. So,
now, did you tell one young lady you were selling vitamins to that you were in the modeling business?
First of all, you have to understand something. I'm a great salesman. I'm not like a lot of these guys who are lightweight who, I mean, I'm not a lightweight. I'll do what it takes to make the sale. And I told a girl that I did know some people in the modeling business, and, I asked her to send me an 8x10, but that's not against the law.
You're calling homes to sell vitamins, Mr. Norton, asking a teenage girl for an 8x10.
She sounded like she wanted to be a model. I've got connections.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. What is that?
I'm making some calls while I'm talking to you, that's all.
All right, here is Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell your listeners why Mr. Norton's a criminal. If every
wait, you better be a cop.
Hey, you don't know who I am.
Yeah, you better be a cop, otherwise you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely, I do. If you look at your credit card, on top left corner, most credit cards, it says that it's non-transferable, which means that only the person whom it is issued to can use it. Now, when a kid uses it without authorization, that's fraud, and when he is asking the kid for a number, he is an accessory to fraud, which means that he is liable.
Wait a minute.
Because...
Wait a minute, hold on for a minute, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to do my job right now.
You're speed dialing while you're talking to this gentleman?
I can hear him.
Go ahead, Alex.
And since the kid is less than 18 years old, presumably, he or she is ineligible for prosecution.
What?
Which means that only the accessory to fraud is liable, which means that he is a criminal.
Is your mom home?
Okay, did you hear that, Mr. Norton? Did you hear that?
He says I'm a criminal, but...
Yes, and if you read the agreement in the fine print of your credit card, it'll also tell you that this is an act of crime and fraud.
No.
And whoever receives these vitamins doesn't actually have to pay for them in the end because they can call their credit card company and say, I did not place this order, it is fraudulent, and guess what? His vitamin company doesn't get paid.
Yeah, but you know what? The call came from his home phone number. Oh, gotcha.
You can't prove that you had any connection or call with them.
If it comes to
you only get the credit card number and the expiration date.
Is your mom
home? You can't prove that you spoke to somebody, actually, from that home.
How old are
especially
you?
When you run tickets.
What are you talking about? It's not my problem. If somebody gives me a credit card number and somebody orders something... Hold on for a minute. Is your mom in the shower? Is your mom in the shower?
Are you talking to a kid right now?
Hold on for a minute. What?
Are you talking to a kid right now?
Hold on for a minute. Is your mom in the shower? How old are you?
Okay, Alex, tell me again. On top of the... This is on the credit card statement, isn't it?
On the actual credit card, especially, let's say, if you have an American Express, you pull it out.
You can send underwear in the mail.
In the top left corner, it'll say non-transferable.
You send me your underwear in the mail?
Which means the only person that can use it is the person whom it is issued to, whose name shows up on the card.
Okay, I'll go
now,
for it.
Somebody else, other than the person on the card, gives out a number, that means it's fraud.
Okay.
Because
send your underwear.
The real person's not using it. The cardholder
does not have
to pay for this purchase. All they have to say is call into credit card companies.
If you got email and a webcam, I'm your boy.
Purchase. That's all. And they don't have to pay for it.
If you got email and a webcam, I'm your boy.
Okay, so that means that this is fraud encouraged by Mr. Norton,
absolutely,
correct?
And he's an accessory to fraud.
Yeah.
Which
are you wearing panties right now?
Punishable by law in prison.
You're in.
Okay. Did you hear that, Mr. Norton?
Yes, I did, and I have to disagree.
And judges will have no sympathy on you at all because you are a criminal and you are a pervert.
You're
no better than NIMBLA.
Oh, what are you talking about, NIMBLA? Dude, I'm just.
You're better than them.
Okay. Hold on.
All right. Alex, thank you for your call. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. Hold on. I'm not doing anything.
You're talking to somebody and you're making a vitamin sale while you're on the air with me. Now, the man said that is fraud. You could go to jail.
Well, I'm not trying to do anything other than make a living. And the telemarketers of America, we are tired of having people hang up on us, okay? From now on, talk to us, give us the time of day, let us tell you what we've got, or your name goes into the Rolodex of NAMBLA, MAMBLA, Cambla.
What's Mambla?
The Mediterranean boy. See, it's all the boy organization, but there's Chinese that are into boys. Hang on, Phil. What's the expiration date, honey? All right. It's my birthday, yeah. Okay.
What do you mean, the Chinese?
There's all kinds of... there's Cambla, Sambla, there's Sambo, which is the South American man-boy organization. And
what do you mean, Sambo?
That's the name of it.
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Chris Norton, he's a telemarketer, and if you hang up on him, your number may wind up in the Rolodex of Sambo, the South American Man Boy Love Organization. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Chris Norton of the... You're a telemarketer. You sell vitamins over the phone. When kids answer, you like talking to kids because they're an easier sell, right?
Again, Mr. Henry, please don't make it sound like I'm a member of Samblo or NAMBLO or NAMBLO. I am a...
What is NAMBLO and SAMBLO? I know that you have said that if people hang up on you...
No, I said I've known guys in the past who are telemarketers that if people were rude to them and hung up on them, they would put that number on a mailing list for SAMBLO. And
what is SAMBLO? I know what NAMBLA is.
SAMBLO is the South American Man-Boy Love Organization. NAMBLA is the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
And what's NAMBLO?
That's the North American Man-Boy Love Organization. There's three main units. NAMBLO, SAMBLO, and NAMBLA, and then there's RAMBO, which is the Russian American, and that's how they name it. But all I'm trying to say is that if they buy six bottles of vitamins or more, I'll send the teen my promo shot. I wear a bandana and white jeans, a picture of me in my car, and a picture of me standing in front of the Rusty Pelican with Tony Danza, which is a really hot shot.
If they buy six, okay, 1-800-449-8686. Victor, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Victor?
Hello, yes,
go ahead, Victor.
Yeah. Well, is that Phil or what?
This is Phil, and Chris, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Yes, Chris. What do you think you are? You think that you are this telemarketer and spoiling this market? You have the nerve to talk to the kids of the people?
What, is this that dude from...
No, what do you think you are?
Hey, Apu, man.
If you ever call my home and ask my kid over there, I'm going to chop your head off.
No, wait a second, Apu. Give me a pack of Marlboro Lights.
Just talk to him seriously, please.
Okay, I mean, all I'm saying is, I'm calling up if your kid answers the phone, okay?
You have no right to ask if the kid answer the phone. You have no right to ask the kid to go and get the credit card and give you the number. It's a fraud. It's a criminal offense. And you should be behind bars.
What are you speaking Banshee or something? Or
What?
What language are you speaking? Bongo? Or
He's speaking English, sir. He has an accent. He's speaking English.
I'm speaking English.
Well, look, I'm saying that when I... Here's all I'm doing. I ring up the phone. Hi, how you doing? Like, if it's your daughter, I'll go, hey, what's up with you? Or, you know, you sound pretty sweet. And is your dad home? And she goes, I don't know, maybe. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I mean, you know, what are you wearing right now? Stuff like that. It just flatters her, okay? And then I tell her about all the vitamins that we have, you know. And she'll say, wow, that sounds really good because I'm trying to keep my figure. And there's a lot of boys at school. I know. I go, boys like girls who got, you know, firm bodies or whatever. And then I'll say, do you want them? And she'll say, yeah. And I'll say, okay, what's your credit card number? And she'll say, well, I don't know. I said, well, go to your dad's wallet and get it.
That's
what's wrong with that?
Fraud. It's a criminal offense. You have no right to do that.
And what do you mean you're telling the girl you sound pretty tight?
Well, what are you talking about, man?
You're talking to this guy's daughter and saying, hey, what are you wearing right now?
Well, you don't mind that, do you, Victor?
If Chris, you ever dare to call my home and ask my kids over there, I'll chop your head off. And I'll send the cops behind you. You have no right to do this. It's a fraud.
Hey, wait a minute.
It's a criminal offense.
Chop my head off. What do you think this is? The Daniel Pearl story?
You have to call the home and ask the kid to get the credit card?
Okay, let me ask you this. How old is your daughter?
My daughter?
Yeah.
I don't have a daughter right now who's not living at home.
You don't have a daughter right now who's not living at home, which means you do
but
have a daughter.
She's at home. She's adult.
Okay, so how old is she?
Oh, she's 32.
Okay, where's she? Where does she live?
Well, you never mind. Don't answer these questions.
What she has to do with that?
I just wanted, is she...
No, listen.
Is she
built? You have no right to call anybody's home and get a credit card from the kid and asking him or her to get from the father or mother's pocket.
Can I ask you a question, sir? And I'm curious. Does your daughter have that dot on the forehead?
Would you shut up?
You have no right to ask anyone.
Okay.
Forget about daughter or son.
All right, listen, here's what I want to ask you. Do you take vitamins?
Listen, that's immaterial.
No, you're right. But
I'm
just curious because you sound...
Here that you have no right to ask the kids for the credit card from the parents' pocket. That's all I'm pointing out to you.
No, you know what? You're probably right.
It's a fraud.
Okay, you're probably right. But if
I am right. If not, then I can just send your name. I can get your name, and I can get your phone number, and I send the cops to you.
Okay, but have you ever had bipolar disorder? Because vitamin B...
What are you doing now? You trying to make a sale to this guy?
Well, I'm just trying to...
I'm pointing out that you have no right to do that thing. Forget about what you're selling in there. You have no right to sell.
So your daughter's tight?
Listen, talk about the daughter. You must be selling your parents, or you must be selling your family, I guess.
I guess, man. This guy
you
is
are
like...
selling your daughter, are you?
I'm selling
you're
my...
selling your mom.
How much are you offering?
I'm not offering. I don't give a damn to you.
You know, Mr. Norton,
like that, okay?
Mr. Norton, you have a...
Look, Vic, I bet we can set up a nice little stand in your 7-Eleven.
Okay, you with the 7-Eleven gag, stop it. Mr. Victor, thank you, sir, and I understand
your concern.
I'm a parent as well, and I think, you said your daughter's 32. Is she married? Victor? Oh, I guess he hung up.
What kind of panties are you wearing right now?
Would you talk on the air with me, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Samantha, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi. You know what? This guy in here, Chris, is that your name?
Chris Norton, yes, ma'am.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I mean, you're telling girls, talking to young girls, and telling them that they're, you know, that you're from a modeling agency, you're talking to kids.
I have contacts with a modeling. I'm talking to a girl.
What does that matter if you're selling vitamins? I mean, you don't even sound like a telemarketer. You sound like someone who's scamming people.
No, if the girl wants vitamins...
You can't even tell us the name of your vitamin company.
I can. I said it was. It's called Earthlink.
All right.
The vitamin company's called Earthlink.
It's the Robinson May.
It's Earthlink?
No, that's the other company I worked for.
Oh, okay.
What, you mean the internet company?
You've been fooling this audience full of crap.
Ma'am, I sell vitamins, a high-quality line of vitamins.
It's not even about the vitamins anymore. You are
AIDS?
A scam artist.
Why am I a scam artist?
I want my kids talking to you, and you know what? I
just flatter a young girl. If I'm talking to a girl, she says, oh, you know, I really have a, you know, boys don't like me. I go, hey, a good way for boys to like you is to be healthy, take vitamins, and send me your picture. I'll tell you whether you're healthy or not.
What do you need their picture for? That's
just
the whole point. What do you need their
out?
Picture for?
Because I have contact. I also have a modeling agency.
You
say you have a modeling agency and you sell vitamins. Next thing you're going to tell me, don't tell me you're a producer of a movie?
No.
Well, I do
produce movies.
That's
not even right. No, that's not right.
How old are you, ma'am? How old are you?
Me? I'm 22.
Okay, you sound very healthy. Have you considered a multivitamin?
I cut it with the vitamin crap.
No,
I wouldn't buy your vitamins.
So you don't take
vitamins? I wouldn't buy them from you.
So you don't take vitamins?
I do take vitamins. I wouldn't take your vitamins.
What kind of vitamins do you take? Because some vitamins cause cancer. And
when you can prove that your vitamins cure cancer and all this crap that you say that they do, then I think you probably sell more of them. You wouldn't need your crappy scam artists.
Do you have cellulite or anything? Because some vitamins could burn it off.
All right, man.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Hey, if you don't take B6, I bet you got a gnarly colon.
No, I don't.
Thank you very much, Samantha. And
are you hanging up on me, Mr.?
Yes, I'm hanging up on you, man. I don't want to hear any more about Sambo, Sambler, or Namblo.
That's wrong, sir.
Get a load of that. The South American Boy Association.
Yeah, that's wrong, sir.
Yeah, you should take some vitamins. They might help your tood.
My tood? I wouldn't say that you have much of one either.
Your tood is
just like all the other people you've been knocking off that's called the show that has... No, because you know what? You telemarketers say that you have a right to talk.
You got a crappy tood.
Well, we do, too. We have a right to voice our opinions, too. And
exactly.
It's not right that someone like you calls our house
and talks
to our kids and tries to sell them... You know, something that they don't even have. They can't tell you they're children.
So how come you're calling up and harshing out my message just because you got a tood problem and I'm trying to just make a little
bit? No, I don't have any problems. I do have a problem with you, though. Someone calling my house wanting to talk to my children.
Well, all right.
Or if
Samantha,
they still happen to answer the phone and you're going to try to sell a child something.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot, Samantha, for harshing my buzz. Thank you.
Well,
I was having a really good day until I talked to you.
Oh, that's okay, sir.
You know, your tooth's like baby poo brown, man. It's like you need some B6.
All right, dude.
You need something. You need to get off that crack that you're on.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
Well, that's good, because whatever you're on, you're all hyped up on something.
Well, you're all hyped up on something. You probably have got toxic shock syndrome going to your brain.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, I'd be checking that plug, man. I think you've had it in too long.
All right, you're done. I've hung up on him. I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, that's okay. But, I mean, these people are wrong.
You're right. You're absolutely right. They're wrong.
And this man is wrong.
And you're right. All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, she's wrong. I mean, that's she's right. He was wrong. And I'm right, she's left, you're gone. She sounded tight, though, didn't she, Chris?
Word up.
All right, 1-800, you're harshing my tood. You're harshing out my tood, brah. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and how a Democratic family in her neighborhood insulted her son. We'll find out how when we come back. Don't forget our Best of 2002 CD at our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. All the proceeds from the Best of 2002 CD goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. 100% of the proceeds. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.